in a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starving.
Well, don't worry about it then. 11:49 in the zone, wedding fights and other stuff in the zone. You want to talk about Bubba? Have at it. Breaking news on the missing plane. Cell tower detected co-pilot's phone soon after MH370 vanished.
Wow.
Confirming radar data that jet turned. Well, there's always an update, but they never actually find the plane.
That explains it all.
It's just this weird to me. We cannot find this thing.
Saturday Night Live had a funny sketch this weekend involving CNN and their constant updates with no information.
That's a good point.
It's been weeks now.
I just gave you one. Yeah. And that's a perfect example.
Was that a parody?
Well, no, I thought that was pretty intense.
That was a parody update.
That the co-pilot's cell phone was on and was sending ping updates.
Yeah, well, he had to call and go, "Hey, baby, it's over." what's up, Jack?
Hey, yeah, I was just listening to you guys talk about wedding fights.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up in Chicago, we had an old Italian wedding, and I had to go, and my girlfriend didn't want to go. So I asked her cousin, and she said yes.
Oh, boy.
And anyway, they both showed up. You know, I could walk in, and they hated each other because I went with them. And
they fought
between both of them. I tried to break it up, and the next thing I know, they quit fighting. They looked at me, and the fight was on. So,
they started,
but, yeah.
Awesome. Boy, that's anyway. Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me they broke up the fight, and then they stopped and looked at each other, and then they kissed. It didn't work out.
No.
Well, now, we found out who you came with. Who did you leave with?
Hey, big A.
I didn't leave with anybody, but they both left hand in hand and talking about, you know, what a jerk I was. I thought, well, I had to go because the family told me, you know, I have to go and be representative.
Jack.
Like, you know how Italian weddings can be.
Oh, bro, do I ever. Let me tell you something, though. You know what? You did a good public service right there. You brought two family members back together. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, Jack.
You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks. I got a couple family members I need you to go to a wedding with, too. Try to work that out. I'm trying to think. I've never really had any crazy. I've had some strange things happen, but never like a fight. I have seen guys come with one person and leave with another.
Yeah,
that's always entertaining.
Yeah, love is in the air.
Yeah, when you're in college, your buddy. Right when you're out of college and your buddies get married, the suckers that give up early. You know, it's fun to see. It's fun to see things like that.
Well, I could see what happened is many people want to have a date to a wedding, even if it's they just don't want to go alone. They want to be.
I never wanted to have a date at a wedding.
Well, there are some people who do, and they just go because they're friends, and so they don't care what happens after.
If you haven't seen Wedding Crashers, it's certainly it's a lot of comedy in there, but there is something to be said. Love is in the air, as Pat said. I mean, it is a target-rich environment for a guy looking for love.
I was about to say, me and my blonde-haired buddy with a crooked nose used to go to weddings all the time and just pick up chicks, man. Uninvited.
Yeah, well, again, if you get invited, apparently back in the day in these medieval time weddings, they were it was quite a dangerous environment. I mean, a fight was not the beginning of it. I mean, it got
a joust could break out.
I mean, seriously,
wasn't it typically they tried to arrange these weddings with
yes
two families who probably came from power who probably don't like each other?
It's like they didn't have silverware in medieval times, but they had Coke and Pepsi. It was cable guy.
It's kind of like that.
What?
Cable Guy reference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a good movie. Talking about weird dudes. Oof. Crazy. I'm really disappointed. I thought we'd get more weird wedding stories. I mean, so many strange things happen.
Maybe they are that rare.
I guess so. I guess that's true. Okay, so I saw this story here, and I had a weird thing happen to me when I was in Las Vegas recently.
Okay.
And if I'd have known this before, I wouldn't have thought it was so weird. There's a math blogger named Alex Bellows. You want to talk about a bad job? Mm. What do you do for a living? I'm a math blogger. Eesh. Favoritenumber.net, a website that asks people to select their favorite number and explain why. The victor, per over 30,000 responses, was the number. What do you think?
Pi, 3.14
no?
Infinity.
Pat.
Seven.
Seven, exactly right. Though 1,123 numbers made appearances, almost half of the respondents profess to loving a number between 1 and 10. Indeed, from that range, only 1 and 10 failed to qualify for the top 10, replaced by 11 and 13. More on that in a moment. So, 11, the most popular number, it turns out. I was born on the 7th. 7 has always been my lucky number. So I'm sitting
Me
here
too.
Sitting here the other day waiting on a guy. And I'm sitting there, and this dude walks up to me. I'm sitting right outside Caesars, and he walks up, and he was Indian. Had the turban, the whole deal. Looked like a wise old dude. And
yeah, he's
like,
Native American.
He gives me the whole, oh, he just starts chatting me up.
Yeah.
And he gives me this. And I knew the guy was crazy already. He goes, you look like a very lucky wise man. And I'm like, this isn't going to be good. And he goes on, oh, you look like a very practical man. I'm like, okay, he keeps yammering.
Did you tell me you're a hashtag logician?
Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. That's all I got. I was enjoying the accent, and I'm still waiting on my buddy. And he goes through this whole spiel, and I sort of indulged him for a while. And then he says, I am going to put this piece of paper in your hand. And I'm like, okay, boy. So he did. I put it in my hand.
Was it his hotel room number?
No. And he says, if I guess the number, or if you say the number that I wrote on the paper, you will give me some money. I said, okay. So he says, da 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 da, and he goes, guess a number. And I said, 7. And so he goes, okay, now you open the paper. Number 7 is on the paper. Wicked. So it turns out that this is very popular.
So you gave him money?
Yeah, so he opens his little book, and he says, put the paper here in my book. I said, okay, so I put it in there. I guess it was some sort of religious book, I don't know. And he says, now you lay $40 on the thing. And I was like,
wow, you just got snookered, pal.
I'm like, nah. So I pulled out a 5, and I gave him the 5. And he goes, no.
Should give him 7.
And he goes, don't you believe in karma? And I said, yes, I believe in karma. And he said, then you want to give me the $40. And I said, you also just said I was a practical man. I said, practical man gives 5. And I said, I'll tell you what, we'll run into each other again. And if you pull this trick on me, not the trick.
The trick.
I said, if you do this again, I said,
I'll give 5
and
more.
And you could guess the number that I'm guessing. Boom.
So he did it again.
No, I told him I'd give him 40 if he'd pulled it the next time.
Did you do it again? You didn't see him.
I didn't see him again. Of course I didn't see him. I won't see him again until I go to Vegas.
7 and 11 are the most popular number, no doubt about it. It's heavenly. 7's in the Bible, like almost every other word.
Yeah, but a lot of negative 7 connotations, too. 7-headed dragons and things. Hey, interestingly enough, at Pat Bradley 22 is your number because that was your number at Arkansas. And I asked you, were you always 22? Mm-hmm. Growing up, 7 was always my number. Football, 7. Baseball, 7.
You're a 7 guy.
Anytime I could get 7, I would. They wouldn't let us have single digits in basketball. But you were not.
In high school, I was 11.
Okay, so was that a lucky number?
Was
that Big Rich's number? What was the word that come from?
No, it was our just kid about a few years ahead of me had that number. And so, you know, you just always take the number of somebody just like in the 7th and 8th grade. I was 33 because of Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
11, I was 11 because of Bubba Sagarino.
Why'd you get a... Why'd you get away from 33? Why didn't you stay in 33?
Great point.
You're not trying to tell me Bubba Sagarino was better than Larry Bird.
Well, at the time, the 33, I looked at it as a guy who played power forward position, small forward position, and I was entering high school as a guard. So at that time, I just thought guards had low numbers and forwards and centers had high numbers.
I agree with that.
So I took 11, plus because Bubba Sag had led them to the Garden and then the state championship and everything. So I felt like I wanted that. But when I got to Arkansas, they wouldn't give me 11.
Why?
Because Lee Mayberry was number 11.
And he wasn't there anymore.
He wasn't there anymore, but they said, we don't give that number out anymore. It wasn't in the rafters. It didn't retire. They just wouldn't allow anybody to have it.
And since then, a bunch of guys have had 11. A
bunch of guys have had 11.
Well, then you got gypped.
Yeah, although...
It has defined you, though.
It's a lot easier to say double deuce than double onzo.
Double ace.
Double ace.
AC ace. We used to say AC ace, or if there was a guy playing like a baseball.
Snake eyes.
Come on, AC deucey. That kind of thing.
So, yeah, it would have been allowed. I would have wanted to live.
Double deuce is pretty awesome.
Yeah, double deuce. And then it became, Davo Remock had it before.
Who was the original?
White guys. The original was Alma Lee.
Thank you.
The godfather of Razorback basketball.
It is 11:58. Big Keith is on the line. We got to hit it. We're up against the top of the